The United States has officially requested an open meeting of the UN Security Council on Saturday to discuss the ongoing crisis in Venezuela. Now, this comes after President Trump recognized National Assembly leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's interim president, leading President Nicolas Maduro to demand that all U.S. diplomats leave Venezuela in 72 hours. And for a closer look at the situation, let's head to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Jason Marzak, director of the Atlantic Council's Adrian Arsht Latin America Center. Okay, so let's find out, first of all, what led up to this. We know that the U.S. and President Maduro had not been seeing eye to eye, to put it mildly. So what do we know about Juan Guaido?
So the U.S. And Venezuela have been at odds for almost 20 years, ever since Hugo Chavez first came to power in 1999. That has deteriorated significantly since Maduro assumed the presidency in 2013. Juan Guaido is the president of the National Assembly, which is the only democratically elected body in Venezuela, the Venezuelan Congress, essentially. He assumed the presidency about 3 weeks ago, and as president of the National Assembly, according to the constitution that Maduro's predecessor, Hugo Chavez, wrote into law, the National Assembly president takes to assume as interim presidency of the country when the office of the presidency is vacant. And Juan Guaido, along with the hundreds of thousands of other Venezuelans, see the office of the presidency as being vacant because Nicolas Maduro illegitimately secured a second term in office last spring.
Okay, so I'm curious, what difference does it make to who we see as the president of Venezuela? I mean, you mentioned the people, of course, they care, but what about outside Venezuela?
Well, outside Venezuela, the crisis in Venezuela has broad national security implications for the U.S., as well as implications for the U.S. economy. National security-wise, the deterioration of the economy in Venezuela, the food shortages, the medical shortages, has resulted in on average, 5,500 people leaving the country every day. The U.N. expects an additional 2 million to have left the country. This puts a huge stress on Venezuela's neighbors in Latin America. But also a stress on the United States, as well Russia and other countries that have unfriendly interests toward the United States have increasingly become closer to Venezuela. Russia sent bombers to Venezuela just last month, so other global issues are playing out in Venezuela. Maduro is also at the center of a lot of illicit trafficking, whether it's illegal narcotics trafficking, whether it's illegal gold trade, whether it's human smuggling. So there are a number of reasons in which the U.S. should care. And of course, Venezuela has the world's largest proven oil reserves and is an important supplier, although a declining supplier of oil to the United States.
What is Nicolas Maduro going to do to try to hang on to things there in Venezuela?
Well, John, that's the big concern. Nicolas Maduro has usually met opposition with increased repression and increased violence. So the MO of Nicolas Maduro is to ramp up his use of force in situations like this. There were a number of people who died yesterday in protests around Venezuela. This was a seminal day in Venezuela, and at one of the rallies around these protests, Juan Guaido declared his assuming the presidency. Nicolas Maduro very well might ramp up violence and repression. Very important, though, is what happens to the U.S. diplomats. He gave the U.S. 72 hours for its diplomats to leave. The Guaido interim government has asked diplomats from the United States and all countries not to leave, so the safety and security of U.S. diplomats will be critical, as will the safety and security of the interim president and his leadership.
Well, Jason, thanks so much for the information. What a mess in Venezuela. And as far as the U.S. is concerned, Juan Guaido is Venezuela's interim president.